Hello. In the previous three videos, we showed you how you can set up the components required to start replicating VMware virtual machines to Azure Site Recovery. We also showed you how you could perform the discovery of a vCenter server or an ESX host. And then finally, we also discussed how you can create a protection group and start protecting VMware virtual machines or physical servers to Azure with Azure Site Recovery. In this video, I'm going to show you how you can perform periodic DR drills and an actual failover to Azure. In terms of prerequisites, we strongly recommend that your virtual machines have been configured with Azure network and failover properties before you attempt a failover. We also recommend that you use ASR recovery plan for failovers. Perform periodic test failovers with Azure Site Recovery for non-disruptive DR testing. And then also ensure that you have enabled remote desktop for Windows or SSH on Linux workloads before failing them over to Azure. So once I have my virtual machines replicating to Azure and they have reached a protected state based on the time that it takes to complete the initial replication, I'm ready to start configuring failover properties for my virtual machines. Specifically, I can specify the virtual machine name after it is failed over to Azure. I can also specify a target size for this virtual machine in Microsoft Azure. And most importantly, I can specify which Microsoft Azure network from within my subscription I can connect this virtual machine to. Since I want to fail back these virtual machines, I'm going to connect them to an ExpressRoute subnet that I have created within Azure. If ASR had detected that my virtual machine had a static IP or multiple DHCP assigned IP addresses, the Azure Site Recovery portal would give me the option to configure those network properties. Once both the configurations are successful, I'm then going to be able to proceed with creating an ASR recovery plan to perform an actual test failover. So back in the recovery plans view of Azure Site Recovery portal, I start off by creating a new recovery plan. Give the recovery plan a name that you understand. At this point, you'll be able to select virtual machines that you want to fail over together. Since my protection group was created with a multi-VM consistent replication setting, I am required to bring in both the virtual machines from that particular protection group into the recovery plan. I go ahead and create a new recovery plan, and then ASR will give me the option of customizing it. Specifically, I can group virtual machines into different failover groups, which determine the sequence in which the virtual machines are failed over and recovered in Azure. I am also going to be able to interleave manual and automated actions within my recovery plan to perform an end-to-end disaster recovery. For the purpose of this demo, I'm going to leave this recovery plan in the default configuration. Now that I have created my recovery plan, I'm ready to perform a test failover on the recovery plan. I select the test failover gesture from within the ASR portal. At this point of time, if I want to perform a truly non-disruptive test, I have the option of failing over my virtual machines into an isolated Azure virtual network or the actual virtual network that I plan to use post-failover. For the purpose of the test, I'm going to leave the virtual machines disconnected from any network. During an actual failover, I will ensure that my virtual machines go to the failover network that I had specified during configuration. I go ahead and submit the job, and ASR will start the test failover of these virtual machines. The ASR jobs view clearly tells me that the ASR test failover for the recovery plan Contoso RP has been kicked off, and it is currently trying to create a test environment. At the point where test virtual machines have been created in Azure for this particular recovery, I will be able to go to the virtual machines view of the Azure portal and start accessing my test virtual machines in Azure. So a short while later, I can see under my virtual machines view of the Azure portal that a test VM in response to my failover operation has been created. Both my virtual machines are now running as test virtual machines in Azure, but my ongoing replication has not been impacted and my virtual machines continue to remain protected. Also, under the ASR jobs view, I can see that the recovery plan test failover was in fact completed successfully, that both my virtual machines were started up after the test failover was complete. But then during this time, my ongoing replication has not been impacted. Once I'm happy with the test failover, I'm going to go ahead and click complete test, and ASR will clean up the test virtual machines. So that's it. Now with that action, I have completed a recovery plan test failover. So with a successful test failover, I feel very confident to perform an actual planned failover to Azure. So I go back to my Contoso recovery plan. I select failover, and ASR tells me to verify the direction of the failover. So I'm going from on-premises to Azure. I can also specify if I want to use the latest crash consistent or the latest app consistent point for the actual failover. I'm going to go ahead and do an application consistent failover to Azure. Notice that I also get the option of shutting down my virtual machines on premises. ASR will contact vCenter and attempt to shut down both those virtual machines that are part of this recovery plan as part of this failover. So I'm going to select that option and I'm going to say go ahead and perform that failover. So just a short while later, looking at my jobs view under the ASR portal, I can now see that my Contoso recovery plan has been failed over successfully. My virtual machines were in fact shut down on premises, and both virtual machines were created and booted up in Azure. If I actually browse to the virtual machines view in Azure, I can then see that my virtual machine is in fact running, and it has been assigned an internal IP address which matches the range that I specified when configuring the Azure virtual network for the machine before failover. So that's it. I've been able to successfully fail over two virtual machines using an ASR recovery plan. In my next video, I'm going to show you how you can actually fail back these virtual machines if your intention was not to migrate them, but in fact to invoke disaster recovery. Thank you.